بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم للغو معرضون. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. Continue with our sabaks from Anwar al-Salah, the Kitab, the Bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi, which has been retranscribed by Sufi Iqbal Sahib with some more explanation, very beneficial. And this is the Kitab, how to make our Salah in reality a true and a namaz with life. And as we have learned, this namaz is such a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this namaz is that great source that will put all our ibadat into proper perspective. All our ibadat will reach that stage of perfection. And as our Honorable Hazrat Damat Barakatum explained so beautifully, that today many people try to make their Islah, their reformation in different ways. But Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy, just reform your namaz. Put a great effort to correct your namaz, all the other ibadat will come into place. And a beautiful example of this is that namaz actually has to bring the greatness of Allah, the concept of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, Allahu Akbar. And that is what we have come in the world to learn, who has brought us in the world. And that is the first thing we have to hear when we come in the world, Allahu Akbar, the greatness of Allah. So when you bring one Allah in your heart, you got one. Now you are, everything now you do will get value. Even if it outwardly it's weak. For example, now you got one Allah in your heart. Now if you perform namaz, add a zero. Even if your namaz is weak, if you add a zero, but now it became valuable. It's 10. You give zakat, becomes 100. You make tilawat of Quran, becomes 1,000. So the value just increases. But if you don't make effort to bring Allah in the heart, make effort on our salah, islah, get the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do the scores of marifat and zikr, then you got zero. Now what, like the kuffar, they don't have Allah in their heart. So all the good they do is just down the drain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it's like a mirage. They think that, oh, in front there's water. We'll see, we are thirsty, we'll get water. That, but in reality there's nothing. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَمَالٌ كَسَرَابٌ. That they are living in a dream world. And that is why we shouldn't be overtaken that this kuffar are doing so much charity work, and they're doing this and they're doing that. Their hearts are empty. They're totally void. But still, Allah is so kind, so merciful. Even for that outward work, Allah gives them the recompense in this world. Before they die, they will get their recompense. But a believer, he's got connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his value is always increasing. That is why never ever regard a ordinary believer also, a drunkard, that a kafir is better than him. Never ever. He's got Allah in his heart. So to this effort of namaz is very, very important. And as we have learned, that this effort of namaz is very simple. It's not a difficult effort that shaitan will make you feel, hey, it's very hard for me to learn namaz and do this course. No, it's a very simple course. Then that is, that get connected to one of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn how to make the zikr of Allah. Learn about Allah and then see. As you learn about Allah, you just want to be more in the presence of Allah. Then you will realize that namaz is that great gift that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. And Allahu Akbar, what a great gift. That namaz is what all the creation are involved in. Or every creation of Allah is involved in salah. But just one part of salah. Allah has given us a comprehension of all the ibadat of all the creations. And together with that, in 2 rakats, in 2 minutes, Allah has given us all that in 2 minutes. So what a great gift namaz is. And this concentration is nothing difficult. It's just to know the faraiz, wajibat, etc. Or know which posture you are, etc. That is just namaz. And this is not a difficult course. This is very, very easy. So when a person realizes this, now namaz is not a burden anymore. Now you're looking forward. Hey, that's my best dish that is prepared. How can I leave it out? And further, not only that, as we explained, we are the servants of Allah. We are supposed to be in the duty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether we like it or not. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that Allah ta'ala says, whatever action you do, imana wa ihtisaba. Iman is the command of Allah. I have to obey Allah's command. I got no choice. And Allah's command is not like command of any other boss, any other ruler or anything. He just gives a command. He doesn't know whether there's wisdom, whether it's beneficial for you or not, or if it's only beneficial for him. Allah's command, it doesn't benefit Allah in the least, but Allah doesn't need any benefit. Allah's command for us is only beneficial for us. So we should be doing it without even recourse, without even thinking twice. That Allah is my maker, my creator, I am the slave of Allah, but Allah has created me out of love. So Allah loves me, that's why Allah has chosen me to do this command. Allah, I'm not fit to do this command of Allah. Allah has chosen me. And then not only that, I'm the slave of Allah, I don't deserve any reward. But in return, Allah is going to reward me abundantly. And not only abundantly, besides all the rewards for each letter in Salah. Now we'll learn further that Salah, the reward of it is all the other ibadats are included in your namaz. Allahu Akbar. Like further Hazrat explains here, ke janna chahiye ke jo koi namaz panchgana ada karta hai usko sawab aisa milta hai jaisa zakat aur hajj aur roze aur jihad ka. And a person should know this well and understand this point. So with eagerness you perform your salah. That no, when you perform salah, you'll be getting sawab as if you gave zakat also. You'll be getting sawab as if you performed hajj also. Allah, but in two rakats namaz, you'll get sawab as if you performed hajj. You'll get sawab as if you kept roza also. You'll get sawab as if you went in jihad also. In two rakats namaz. And see how this is, Allahu Akbar. Okay? Is tarah ke kharch pani aur kapre ka khuda ki bandagi ke waste kare bajaye zakat ke hai. That, for example, when a person has to perform salah, he has to have clothes. For that clothes, you have to pay money to buy that clothes. You have to make wuzu. You have to pay for the water. In Italy, like children, etc., they don't realize the bills come end of the month and the father has to pay. They think we're just using water. Or even if you're just using anybody's water, you don't have to pay, but there's bills to be paid. So you have to pay. So you are spending. And the spending, Allah Ta'ala terms it as if you're giving zakat. You're giving charity in a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from here also, our Hazrat teaches us very, very important that a person should realize in every aspect of deen and every aspect of life where we're getting services, outwardly it might look free of charge, but somebody is paying for that. So if you can afford, then take out from your pocket and pay also. For example, you come to the masjid, the fans, everything are working, wuzu khana, toilets, everything are there. You're using everything. It's free of charge. Nobody say you must pay. But somebody is paying the bills. So if you can afford, pay the bill also. We coming to the khanka, free food, everything available, free boarding and lodging. But if you can afford, then pay. If you can't afford, it's a different thing. But when you can afford, as Hazrat explains in the beginning also in the madrasa, and generally in madrasa still today, boarding and lodging, maybe they'll charge you a fee. But tuition, they don't really charge a fee. Where one Maulana, whose son was studying here, he was from a wealthy family. So he says, Hazrat, that you're not charging my child fees, and we are wealthy people. We can give charity to all other institutions, to all other people. So why must my child study on somebody else's charity? Make a fee and put a fee that those who can afford, their general tuition fee is plus minus so much. So where we can afford, we must realize these services are allowed. But you go to the istima also, they sell meal vouchers. If you can't afford, they won't force you. Even if you can afford, they won't force you. But we should realize. So from this namaz, see how all these things will come in place. But a dawat is different. Somebody invited you. Now you don't say, I have to pay you for the dawat. Yes, the different beautiful Hazrat teaches us that after the dawat, pay him in the form of the du'as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught.
Then that person is astonished that what a pay you gave me. That the duas Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught, there's no time to go into that detail. But on the other hand, you get certain people also, their character is of such a character that even they go for dawat, they take some present, they say take some fruits, etc. That is also etiquette. But for a dawat, you don't have to go and pay, you don't have to, but where there's services we are getting, we should pay for it. We should realize, take out something from the pocket. You go to a masjid, you're traveling on the road, you performed your namaz. There's a box, lilla box, put something in the box. So Allah give me, all of us, tawfiq, understanding. Here also, whatever we can afford, you don't see the box, give it to Maulana Mustafa Sahab Kaji, give it to somebody. Kitabs we get free of charge, how much we can afford, contribute to these things. And in return, you're not just contributing, you are actually transferring into your account of akhirat. Today everybody wants offshore accounts. I want an account in UK. I know. This account of Allah Ta'ala will never go bankrupt. UK, your account, you think it's there. When you go claim it, they say, no, it's frozen. You never did. Your account was redundant. So, but Allah Ta'ala, there's nothing redundant. Allah Ta'ala matures it. As your ikhlas grows, Allah increases what you gave without ikhlas also. So look at in namaz, now you're already getting sawab of zakat. Then you're getting the sawab of zakat or rukh, the ibadat of hajj na in namaz, rukh hona taraf kaaba ke hajj ke hai, that now you facing kaaba sharif. When you go for hajj, you have to make tawaf of kaaba sharif. So just facing tawaf, you make your niyat that I'm facing kaaba sharif in my namaz, and that is the niyat we should have in our heart, that I'm facing towards qibla, and our qibla is the house of Allah. And to go for hajj, you have to make tawaf. So in namaz, you get in the sawab as if you're making tawaf of kaaba. You in hajj already. Allahu Akbar. Those we can't afford to go for hajj, Allah has given us hajj in our namaz also. So in namaz, you're getting that sawab. Then not only hajj, takbir-e-tahreema bajai ihram hai. That when you make your takbir-e-tahreema, the first takbir to say the Allahu Akbar, that is to start your namaz. And that Allahu Akbar is called takbir-e-tahreema, because everything out of namaz is haram now. Like when you wear your ihram, there are 8 restrictions. Now you can't be intimate with your wife, etc. Can't even talk those things that will arouse you, and perfume, etc. You can't use all that. So exactly in namaz, when you say Allahu Akbar, you have put on your ihram. And even greater, that now you must be totally concentrating towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. So namaz, you're getting sawab of ihram. Or muh taraf qibla karke bajaye tawaf ke. And Allahu Akbar. Now when you're facing the Qibla, and you're facing straight towards Kaaba Sharif, then it is as if you are making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. Or karahona bajai wukuf ke, wukuf e Arafat ke. And now when you're standing in namaz, that is as if you're in Arafat now. You know, in Arafat you get the opportunity, you stand and make dua, you sit and make dua. You stand, now in namaz you got the opportunity of being in Arafat. Allahu Akbar. What a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you in prayer, you in wukuf ya Arafat. Our Hazrat says, not like the Tabligh Jamaat, mashallah, they say we are bare wukuf. Bare wukuf means they don't stop, they on the move all the time. Don't take it to the other meaning. What it means, they are on the move, they are on the move all the time. So here in Arafat, you have to be remain in namaz, you can't be walking around. You must be there, you must make wukuf and think now. Allah has given me this opportunity to make munajat, to talk to Allah secretly, to make dua to Allah. And what is all the tasbih, all the surahs we are reading, it's dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we will learn in front. And ruku or sujood or rakate manin doorne ke, Allahu Akbar, darmiyan safa marwa ke. And when you're moving from ruku to sujood, and you're moving from one rakat to another, is like you're going in sa'i, from safa to marwa, marwa to safa, you're moving, Allahu Akbar. So in namaz, you're getting sawab now of making sa'i also. All that long distance, you up and down all the time. Or mawkuf karna, khana peena bajaye roza ke. And to now stay away from eating and drinking. In namaz you're not allowed to eat. Even if one small grain stayed in your mouth and you felt it in namaz, you're not allowed to eat it. The masala, Mufti Sahab will say, but we have to realize in namaz we're not allowed to eat, we're not allowed to drink. So as if you're in roza. And not only in roza, to a greater degree you're in roza in namaz. As Hazrat explains here further, that Allah Akbar. Roza ke hai, isliye ke som band karna nafs se. Because what is roza? Roza is actually to control the desires, to control your passions and desires, particularly from haram. And Allah is showing us, when you can stay away from halal, who said you can't stay away from haram? So namaz is the training, and this is why we have to come to namaz, that when we recognize we in front of Allah, and we control ourselves, and that is what Allahu Akbar. This namaz must give us this recognition of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, when you recognize me, a true banda is takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah, that he beautifies his character with the character of Allah. That you know how generous is Allah, I must also be generous. And you see the pious servants of Allah, that Allah is so kind, Allah is so merciful. Who is the abrar? Who is known as a very pious servant? الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْذُونَ الذَّرْ وَلَا يَرْضَوْنَ الشَّرْ. That a pious servant is not just with the big tasbih in your hand, and you're reading all the time, and you are very pious, tahajjud, etc. But you are conscious, I mustn't cause harm to any creation of Allah. And I must dislike the disobedience of Allah. Disobeying Allah is forget causing harm to another creation, you're causing harm to yourself. Allah says you making zulm on yourself, and you are blaming somebody else, blaming America and blaming the Jews, and this, you're causing oppression to yourself. So these were the pious servants, and Allah Akbar. Hazrat explains, Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one time he was visiting our country in certain masjid. He went to start making wuzu by the wuzu khana, and then he just opened the tap and he saw a line of ants walking. He closed the tap. He went few seats down the row, and in the wuzu khana he went to sit in the middle somewhere. He started making wuzu there, again he saw some ants. And again he moved, from place to place he moved. We just throw them down and we just think, although there's different masalas with regard to that, but this shows that how to have feeling for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Namaz will bring this, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, very great buzur, many years ago he visited our country, he was a guest of Abramji, Haji Abramji in Lodium. And they prepared a nice room for him, they have a beautiful bed and soft blankets, etc. When Hazratji went to sleep at night, there was a cat sleeping on the bed. So he slept on the floor. Whole night when they came to the room in the morning, they saw Hazrat bed, nothing upset. What's happened? Why you slept? He said, the carpet here is like a 5-7 sheet carpet. I slept nicely on the bed. There was a makhluk of Allah, a cat sleeping. What right have I got to disturb his sleep? And me and you, we will get angry and just go to town. So this is what namaz have to bring into our life. This is what coming to the khanka has to bring into our life. So then a person will realize that in namaz now, I'm in hajj. And in hajj, Allahu Akbar, as our Hazrat explains, when you go for hajj, don't think I'm somebody, I'm a king, I'm just in hajj. People will bump you, people will tramp your toes. You overlook, I'm an ordinary servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person while making tawaf, somebody knocked him. Now he's looking at him. He say, ya aur kya milega? What else are you going to get here? Here you're only going to get knocks, and you're only going to get, you just carry on your work, and you realize I'm the humble slave of Allah. Allah allowed me to be present in His house, that is a great gift. Why must I worry? And everybody, nobody, unconsciously people will bump you. But when you think you so, namaz will take out all this from, all this pride, this I'm somebody, this man didn't look at me. So this reality, Allah Ta'ala, make us understand and realize that, look, now in namaz, Allahu Akbar. Just your ruku, changing from this side to that side, you're making sa'i, and then Allah. Now you are keeping roza, you're controlling your desires, not eating. Aur ban karne se nafs ke ek saath bhi uski khwahishon se ek surat som ki ho jate. And to control the desires even for one moment against its haram desires is a form of keeping roza. And this is actual keeping roza, not to stay hungry, but we make dua, oh Allah, give me tawfiq to control my haram desires. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants us, because food, it increases desires in a person. So Allah Ta'ala curbs our food also. Shaitan is our enemy, Allah is curb that. In namaz now, not only for 1 minute you are just controlling your food and drink, and your halal desires with your wife, but more than that, ایک صورت سوم کی ہو جاتی ہے بلکہ بنسبت روزے کے ایک طور سے زیادہ بن کرنا ہے. But in fact for روزہ in نماز your روزہ is even more greater than your fasting is more greater than the normal fast. Because in normal fast, you can still walk around, you can still meet somebody, you can still do business, etc. In namaz, you can't eat, you can't drink, you have to control your passion and desires. But together with that, you can't even walk around, you can't even do business with anybody, you can't even, your eyes, we should be controlling, although our eyes we see flirting here and there, but all this has to be brought under control. So this is, you're getting a greater reward in that 2 minutes, Allahu Akbar. You are able to get the reality of roza and the reality of all the ibadat, Allahu Akbar. So if we learn our namaz properly from our mashayikh and we do this exercise, then every ibadat, see how we'll get the fruit. The reality of it will come into our lives. Already we realize, hey, I went for namaz, and I'm not just going for namaz. I'm going to give zakat also. I'm going for hajj also. I'm going to keep roza also. And further than that, not only that, Allah, but I'm going for jihad. اس وجہ سے کہ توجہ ظاہری اور باطنی غیر کے کرنا نہیں چاہیے. Because in namaz, not only must you stay away from food and drink, but you're not allowed to pay your attention to anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While in fasting, you are fasting, but you can still talk to somebody else, you can still pay attention. So in namaz, a person must realize totally, I should be focused to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No talking, no looking around, etc. So a greater degree, a roza to a very high standard, you are performing, you are keeping in namaz, Allahu Akbar. So what a great ibadah this is. Or the now you're going to another higher degree. In namaz you're going to make jihad. Allahu Akbar. And what is jihad in reality? Dapa karna shaitan ka. Aur mushakkat mein dalna nafs ka. Ke iski is sunnato ke awqat mein namaz ke waaste jihad hai. Allahu Akbar. And what is jihad? To get shaitan out of your way. And to make effort against your nafs. To put your nafs to difficulty. This is jihad. Jihad is not just to give your life. That is why in the beginning when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala in Makkah Sharif, they were going through difficult conditions. And they requested Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ask Allah Ta'ala that we can wage war against the kuffar. Allah Ta'ala says, kuffu aydiyakum. You just hold yourself. And you establish your namaz. You make your namaz firm. In other words, you do your islah first. When they came to Medina Sharif, and things were rosy, they were having their orchards, etc. And now when the call for jihad came, now when the need, as the command of Allah comes with wisdom, our command, we want to do things according to our desire. Allah's command is full of wisdom. Now when the command came, go for jihad, then they said, oh Allah, why now? Now we have to reap our crops, etc. So this jihad is to put our desires under control and to move shaitan out of the way. Shaitan will all the time bring different thoughts. So to put yourself through this difficulty, this is jihad. And what is jihad in namaz? You busy now in your shop, you busy in your office, and it's time to go perform namaz. To perform it on its correct time, on its sunnah time, this is jihad. Not that you delay namaz, I just finish just work, then I'll go for my namaz. Or shaitan fools you, that I'll go to that masjid is little later. And before you know, the dusting is gone. And similarly, woman folk, they say, let me just finish washing the dishes, or let me just finish cook this dish. And before you know, Zohar namaz, they're reading almost in Asr time. Asr namaz, they're almost reading in Maghrib time. So to delay the namaz so late is makruh. And then further, that delaying will put you into qaza. So Allah, so is the jihad. Just put little pressure on your nafs and go through the difficulty and see. Allah Akbar. Hazrat explains, there was one apa in one country, and she read the ayah that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah Ta'ala called him, then he said, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى, that he hastened towards Allah Ta'ala. His people were at the back of him, not even realizing they got involved in idol worship. And Allah says, why you came so quick? You know what happened to your people? He says, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى, that, oh Allah, I came to you with haste. so that you be happy with me. This Apa used to read this ayat, and she says, this used to inspire me, and this used to give me eagerness, that even if I'm busy cooking, then if I now am thinking, must I finish my cooking, or must I go for my salah? Say, it's the azan went one day, and it was time why she was busy cooking, and she was halfway with the dish, and now she thought, must I cook or must I finish the dish? She said, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لَتَرْضَى. Let me hasten towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave everything as it is. And she went for her namaz. And in sajda, Allah ta'ala took her away. So we don't know, either you delayed in your namaz, where you on the ruh will go. So we should be rushing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in namaz, to perform it on its correct time, this is a form of jihad. And like Hazrat explained also, that Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi has put a special chapter, that az-ziyabu lil-jumati jihadun fi sabilillah. Just to go for Jummah salah is like making jihad in the path of Allah. Then all other salah, Jummah salah generally, everybody gets ready to go. But other salah, that's a greater jihad. For Fajr namaz, what a greater jihad it is. So in namaz, you're making jihad. And jihad is a very, very great ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now when a person realizes what namaz is, what eagerness you'll be going for namaz, what I'm going to get. But now the reality comes. Lekin namaz mein dil ki huzuri, dil ki shart hai. That the important thing is that now when you come for namaz, come with the presence of heart. Don't just drop off your body here and your soul is roaming the whole world. Your soul is going to the bank and it's going to New York and it's going to Delhi. No, come with your namaz, with your presence of heart. That I have come in front of Allah. And this is why Allah Ta'ala has sent us here, to recognize Allah. Many people, they recognize Allah. But what is the sign of recognition? That is why Allah has put it in the ayat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And Mufassirin have mentioned that the word liyabudun, to make ibadat of Allah. Allah says, I didn't create man and jinn but for my ibadat. Allah here, instead of the meaning of this liyabudun, means liyarifun, to recognize Allah. But why Allah said, make my ibadat? Because it means true recognition. When you realize Allah is my master, I'm his slave, then naturally you'll bow down to Allah. Naturally you'll be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you come in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allahu Akbar, you'll be focused towards Allah. As we will learn in front, that not like children, when they come, they come in front of you and you're talking to them, your own child also. You tell him, do this work, but he's looking somewhere else. What you tell him? What's, I'm talking to you and your attention is somewhere else, then why are you standing here? So imagine in front of Allah, you go to the class and your students are not paying attention. You tell them, no, I won't teach you the sabak. Allahu Akbar. One of our great ustad, he just used to enter the gate of the Darul Uloom, and if he used to hear a noise in the Dora Sharif class, he used to walk back home. Said, no sabaks. But that was for those children who realize the harm if my ustad don't come to class, what is it? Today the ustad don't come to class. They enjoy, take out their mobile, start playing more games, etc. And watching other movies. So according to what will teach the children, that is how you should give punishment also. So what is beneficial, not just punishment that is not beneficial to them. So here also, a person should realize that I came in the court of Allah, in whose presence I am. And I'm in the presence of Allah. And Allah has allowed me, as we will learn in front. Then a person will pay attention. And if that is not the case, then you did all the effort. You gave zakat. You're coming now. You want to get involved in all the other ibadat. But your mind is not there. Then what is the reality of that namaz? That badoon uske namazi, ke namaz puri nahi likhi jati. That without the presence of heart, you don't get the full reward of your namaz. And it comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Balki kabhi aadha, aadhi, kabhi tihai, ya chotai, ya panchwa hissa, ya chatta, ya satwa, ya atwa, ya nawa, ya daswa hissa. That sometimes you'll only get the reward of half namaz, 50%. Sometimes you'll only get the reward of one-third, 33%. Sometimes only quarter, 25% you only get in the reward. Because your mind is not present. How much you are present there, what mind and what body and soul, that's how much you will get. Or either sometimes you'll get only one-fifth of your namaz, 20%. Sometimes one-sixth, sometimes one-seventh, one-eighth, one-ninth, one-tenth, only 10% of your, and sometimes it comes in the hadith that namaz takes a form and goes up like a dirty rag towards Allah Ta'ala. And that namaz curses a person. And that namaz is thrown back into the face of a person. And like it comes in the hadith also, and every action of us takes a form. We learned yesterday also that a person who studies knowledge of deen, it takes a form in the qabr. And that will help you. So in dunya also we see that a person goes to work. But why is going to work? At the end of the day he is going to get that salary. But that salary is not just that paper. It's going to take a form. What that salary now, you're going to rent a house. You're going to buy a house. It's taking a form of a house. You're going to buy groceries. It's taking a form of food. You're going to buy a car. It's taking so exactly the same. All our ibadat will take a form. And we'll see the reality of it in the after. So this namaz also, either it takes a good form and it goes up to the arsh of Allah, and it takes a bad form and Allah says throw it back on his way. Allah doesn't need us to come. Allah has made all the arrangements to invite us. What great honor, what great dignity. And Allah has put all this for us in two rakats namaz. And if we still don't come with presence of heart, then what the terrible people are we? Then we shouldn't blame anybody. We should be blaming ourselves. So we should realize and understand that this namaz is a very great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't be unmindful and just come. You made all the effort, wuzu, everything. But you come here and your mind is not here. Your mind is roaming around all over the world. And to get this concentration of your namaz, to put your mind to it, it's not a difficult thing. And this is what is called khushu, this concentration. Very simple. Ad-deenu yusrun. Shaitan makes us and fools us that deen is very hard. And our dunya, whereas dunya is so hard, you have to get up early in the morning, then you go into the traffic, and every, like our Sheikh says, go stand at the entrance of any town, and see in the morning people are going out and coming, is there a smile on anybody's face? Everybody is gloomy, everybody is depressed, going to work, coming to work. But if you know what namaz is, just come to the masjid, people will be smiling. They'll greet you, they'll make salam. So if we know that deen is very easy, to plant one tree in dunya is a big effort. One tree in akhirat, subhanallah, your tree is planted. So Allahu Akbar. So deen is very easy. So to put your heart and concentrate in namaz is nothing beyond a person. Here Hazrat explains it so easy, so simple. Isi waaste ke har rukan namaz mein itna khere ke koi lehza huzuri muyassar ho. Aur huzuri kai tarah par hai. And how to get this concentration, the presence of heart in namaz, that every posture of namaz, just stay so much in namaz, that even for a second, you realize, I'm in the presence of Allah. Imagine, even 1 second, just in your qiyam, for 1 second you got the, you realize, I'm in the presence of Allah. That is concentration. And all other times shaitan brought thoughts, you didn't pay attention, but that 1 second is concentration. And our other buzurgs, Hazrat Mawlana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, Shaykhul Islam, great wali of Allah, he made it even easier. He says, in your whole namaz, if just 1 second you realize I'm in the presence of Allah, that namaz will be regarded as a namaz on concentration. In other words, that's the minimum pass level. So to make our namaz of pass level is not difficult. Then according to what marks you want, it's up to you. You increase your concentration and your devotion. So, but if a person, even for 1 minute, Imam started, Allahu Akbar, you just lifted your hand, you started. You don't know whether you said takbir at tahreema or not also. Salam came and now you're out of namaz. You don't know where you were, in which, how many players were bowled out or whatever. You're still there on the match and you're waiting for the next player to walk in. So what namaz is that? That means you failed. So we shouldn't, and a namaz of failure is that lanat curses, and namaz curses us, Allahu Akbar. Quran Sharif curses us, Allah Ta'ala save us all. So we should work at least to get the namaz of past level so simple that even for 1 moment in every posture, think I'm in front of Allah. Or 1 moment, 1 second in the whole namaz, you came to the end of your namaz and you realize, hey, I'm in namaz. Just for that moment you realize, yeah, Allah, I'm in front of you. Your namaz will be a past level and then increase. So he says to improve this concentration, There are many different ways. One easy way is, ek ye ke mazmoon har rukun ka khiyal kare. That just ponder of what is the subject matter in every posture. Now if you're saying Allahu Akbar, that you say Qiyam, Allah is the greatest. Then if you're reading your Surah Fatiha, just ponder over it lightly. Or you're reading Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem, that Allah is spark, Allah is so great, magnificent, and is most pure. So for one, just ponder lightly over the meanings. Or aapko samne apne Rab ke jaane, aur usko mutawajjih hal apne ka samjhe. And together with that, just think that I'm in front of Allah. And not just in front of Allah, Allah is watching me. Like we just explained, if your child, you call him, you want to give him work and he's not paying attention, how you will scold him. So just think, I mean, Allah is watching me. I'm in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how easy it is. Concentration, just think of the subject matter. Just realize I'm in front of Allah. Just think Allah ta'ala is watching me. So all that will increase your level of namaz all the time. Or joon si surat kare, mazmoon usi surat ka khiyal kare. And whatever surat you are reading, just concentrate lightly on the meaning of that surat. And just think that every other thing I do, I pause in computer, I want to know the details. We are performing namaz for how many years? I still don't know the meaning of sana. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. I still don't know the meaning of Surah Fatiha. So what is my loyalty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And to learn the meanings of this is nothing difficult. We all are, everybody is eager. If you say come for an Arabic course, free of charge, everybody is rushing to go. But after the second sabak, you fall out there also. Here, our Hazrat explains, very easy, ulama have written the kitab, Miftahul Quran. That is the key towards Quran Sharif. That kitab has been translated in Urdu also. It has been translated in English also. And it's in five parts. If you start with the first part, very easy. Just learn the two lines every day. You'll see in 3-4 months, you'll know the meanings of the surahs. And you'll be able to speak Quranic Arabic as you do all the parts. So Miftahul Quran is available in a bookshop also, inshallah. Try and get it. And set out the time with yourself or the wife at home and just see how important is it to have ta'lim. Ta'lim in the house, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, Allah ta'ala says, in the household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wazkurna ma yutla fil kitab. That what has been revealed, make ta'lim of that in the house. So this Miftahul Quran, myself, we all should make ta'lim. And see how easy it will be to learn the meanings of the du'as. And now just when you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, your concentration will start growing. So to know the meanings of the surahs and think of that. And whereas you come to learn further, then a person, according to your level, you are an alim, whatever. Agar maqami ikab or ghusse ka hai, khauf kare. If now you are reading the ayats of Allah Ta'ala's punishment, Jahannam, then fear that, Ya Allah, please forgive me. Just ponder in your mind and ask for forgiveness. Or pana chahe, seek forgiveness. Or jo maqam rahmat aur inayat ka hai, usko khuda se talab kare. And where Allah Ta'ala is talking of His mercies, and Allah Ta'ala's special favors, about the bounties of Jannat, then beg Allah in your heart, that, Allah, please grant me these favors. And this will be easy, as a person reads, or even if you don't know the meaning, you can make out, when the ayat is read, Jahannam, you know, the Imam Sahib is reading about Jahannam now. So just in your heart, Ya Allah, forgive me. You hear about Jannat, you think now Allah is talking about Jannat. So make dua that Allah Ta'ala. So it's not difficult. Any person can do this. Or siwai uske, or bhi baate hai ke de waaste khas ke. So this was simple for ordinary lay people like us. That, just think, I'm in front of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is watching me. Lightly think of the subject matter. And go a little further, start learning the meaning of the surahs, the du'as. And just ponder of this, your level of concentration in namaz and devotion will be increasing all the time. And as we have learned, the minimum level is just 1 second in namaz, think I'm in front of Allah. Past level. That namaz won't be a means of lanat for you. But now, don't remain just on a past level. You say, no, I'm happy with 50%. It's okay, I didn't fail, I didn't get 49%. That's not an intelligent person. Intelligent person wants to improve all the time. So he says, and Hazrat Father says, that besides this, there are further things that are very special ways of gaining the concentration, and these are the more special people, those who concentrate in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. Here na waste khas ke hai, na waste aam ke. This is for people at a higher level, very special, and not for the general people. But you see, if you do your cause in the ma'arifat of Allah, in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't be an alim, but you'll be thinking of the greatness of Allah. You'll be recognizing Allah even more and more. Aur huzuri baghair ta'sir dil ke muyassar nahi. And this is very important. Without the heart being affected, you can't get this concentration. You can try what you want. What it means, the heart has to be softened. And for the heart to be softened, you have to make a cause of zikrullah. Otherwise, the heart gets affected with all the rust of dunya. And the heart becomes hard. As Allah Ta'ala Himself mentions in the Qur'an Kareem, أَفَمَنْ شَرْحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. That person who Allah has opened his heart for Islam. And what is the sign of that? Three signs, at-tajafi and darul ghurur, that now this world of deception, your heart is turning away. If you realize this is deception, this car you getting overtaken, it's just deception. Outwardly take out the grill and see how the car looks. And for my soul, you in just inclined to this world of deception, now you inclined to the real world of akhirah, valuable world, and preparing for that is more. But Allah says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. People who are just overtaken with this world, their hearts become hard. Why? Because they are unmindful of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the treatment for that? Allah ta'ala says, Allahu alladhi, Allahu nazzala ahsana al-hadith, kitaban mutashabiyan masani, taqsha'irru minu juludu alladhina yakshawna rabbahum, thumma talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum ila zikrillah. For just one special cause is to make tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem. Tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem will soften your skin also. And it will soften your heart. And it will make you tremor. And your heart will become soft. And now the zikr of Allah will have effect in your heart. Salah will have effect in your heart. All the ibadat. To aur tasir-e dil ke bedoon, danis maani alfaz ke hasil nahi. And remember, without this heart becoming soft, that is doing a cause of zikrullah, and see the importance of tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem, how Hazrat is stressing extremely important. And so if a person does this cause, then you'll see, now you'll be eager to learn the meanings also. Now you'll be eager to improve all the time. Otherwise, you won't get this. Isi waaste jo kuch namaz mein hai, maani uske Hindi zuban mein mahawar ke muafiq likhe hai. That's why he said, ulama have done us a great favor. That those people who don't know the meanings in Arabic, they have translations now. We have translations in Urdu, we have translations in English, in all other languages also. Zulu, all other languages. So we should realize that we make an effort in this line. And then see, namaz is so enjoyable. It's such a great gift. And further, Hazrat has mentioned here also, that Allahu Akbar. Those people, ordinary, simple people, who can't read also, who can't write also, old people, they can also, they also get great concentration in namaz. We know our elderly people, Allahu Akbar, that the moment they used to hear azan, they don't know the meaning, anything, that you say, Allah ka pukare. This is the word, Allah is calling me. And a old lady who doesn't know how to read Quran, if she just makes wuzu, pick up the Quran Sharif with love, kisses it, and says, Ye mera Allah ka kalami, Ye mera Allah ka kalami. This is the word of my Allah. The effect of that will go in the heart. And see the enjoyment of salah, you can't imagine. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great gift, how much effort we should make, and then we'll see the benefits. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding. Wa afir da'wan. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.